This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaica confirms first case of chikungunya virus. Bill passed to validate official activities of Portmore Municipal Council, and schools reminded to avoid issuing excessive book lists. The news in detail after this message.
Bag up your garbage and let us collect it.
Did you know that the NSWMA Parks and Gardens Division offers landscaping, pruning of trees, rental of potted plants, sale of compost and honey? Give us a call today at 929-7294 or 1-888-253-2652 for additional information.
Now the news. Jamaica has confirmed its first imported case of the chikungunya virus. This follows the receipt of a report from the Caribbean Public Health Agency this morning confirming that the sample sent on Tuesday is positive for the virus. Chief Medical Officer in the Ministry of Health, Dr. Kevin Harvey, says the case is of an individual who traveled from an affected country and fell ill. He says screening tests done at a private laboratory in Jamaica indicated the presence of the illness. A sample was then sent to the Caribbean Public Health Agency for confirmation. Dr. Harvey says this does not indicate local spread of the virus, and the ministry will continue to monitor persons living in and around areas visited by the individual. He adds that vector control activities have been heightened to reduce the possibility of local spread. A bill to validate and indemnify the official activities of the Portmore Municipal Council and Acting Mayor Leon Thomas was passed in the House of Representatives Tuesday. The Municipalities Validation and Amendment Act was piloted by Minister of Local Government and Community Development Noel Arscott. Mr. Thomas has been acting in the post of mayor since the passing of George Lee in September 2013. Under the law, he should not have acted in that position for more than 6 months. Minister Arscott says the Municipalities Validation and Amendment Act introduces greater certainty and confidence in the procedures of governance within the Municipal Council.
It ensures confidence in the legitimate continuity of government at the municipal level by specifying the process to be implemented where the mayor or deputy mayor of a municipality is not capable of carrying out his or her functions for reasons stated in the Municipalities Act.
Minister Arscott says the passage of the legislation also removes the need for a by-election, thereby allowing Mr. Thomas to act as mayor until the next local government elections. The Ministry of Education is again urging school administrators to adhere to its recent regulation regarding the addition of supplementary textbooks to school book lists. Under the regulation, school administrators are to restrict supplementary textbooks to only those approved by the ministry. They are also to limit the quantity of textbooks required per student in each grade. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says the reminder follows reports that some schools are still distributing excessive book lists to parents.
Someone brought me a book list from grade one from a primary school, and the book list had 23 items on it. This is ridiculous, and therefore we have to ask for moderation, and that moderation has to be led by principals. This is not an attempt to dumb down education. There are adequate textbooks, including the ones the ministry provides, and we invite student administrators to join us in seeking to minimize the financial stress on parents.
Mr. Thwaites says the ministry is willing to assist schools to obtain vital texts for their libraries, and principals are being asked to contact the ministry where necessary rather than ask parents to purchase extra books. In the meantime, Minister Thwaites is reminding school administrators that they are to seek the ministry's approval before employing substitute teachers. He says replacing teachers who go on leave costs the government $2.5 billion, and the ministry is no longer able to foot the bill. Teachers are therefore being urged to take their leave in a manner that will not be disruptive to the operation of their schools or deprive students of necessary instructions during that period.
I want to state categorically that the Ministry of Education does not intend to take away the leave entitlement of anyone. The leave entitlement must be worked out by boards and principals in ways that does not need the replacement of persons.
Minister Thwaites adds that discussions are underway with the Jamaica Teachers Association regarding the revision of the Education Code and the rationalization of contracting arrangements between the ministry and teachers. Minister Thwaites was addressing the Region 4 Back to School Stakeholders Conference in Montego Bay recently. That was the JIS News. I am Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.